Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. It's past ten, with Sean Cosgrove. And we've got a big day of racing today at Tamworth. Now, well, let's find our conditions there. Lindsay Bone joins me. Morning, Lindsay.
How are you, Sean?
I'm good. Have you had any rain at all?
Mate, we missed it all. We got about just on 4 mil. That's about all we got, unfortunately.
Oh, gee whiz. That's all?
Yeah.
So how's the track today?
We're on a good four. It might get upgraded. Weather's fine. Rail's true, mate. Yeah, so, but she's pretty dry up here still. So I put on sprinkler irrigation last night, but we've got a warm day today, so it might get upgraded later on. See how we go.
All right, terrific. Any sign of rain at all?
No, I've seen clouds. That's about it, mate.
Yeah, they don't do anything.
Nah, nah. We can just keep
hoping,
mate.
Yeah, I know. That's all you do. Every night, look in the sky, don't you? And see stars and curse.
Yep. That's exactly
that's
right.
That's it. All right. Well, good luck today. Hope all goes well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay. Lindsay Bone there at Tamworth at 9:05. Gary Harley's going to find the winners for us. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Cozzy. Looks like a nice day as we head up the New England at Tamworth today. The big two-year-old race is the feature event, the Romantic Dream, the first event on the program. The numbers aren't as big as they have been in other years, but it's still a quality race. And, of course, named after a crackerjack racehorse trained at Musselbrook. Romantic Dream run second in the Golden Slipper in 1976 to Vivace. And then they went to Queensland, and he gave Vivace weight and trounced her in the sires up there. He won the 1976 Group 1 Castle Maine, which is now the J.J. Atkins, and he beat two superstars in Family of Man and Surround. Surround went on to win the Cox Plate the next season. He was a terrific horse, and Tamworth have named this race after him for a long, long time. And, of course, 12 months ago, El Dorado Dreaming was beaten in the Romantic Dream in her first race start. He got poleaxed at the start. Grant Buckley rode up. He should have won by length. He got poleaxed at the start and ended up getting beat by half a length. That's where she kicked off her career in the Romantic Dream. So the race has had a lot of significance. And let's see what happens here today as you give me the market for race number one.
All right, now one chargement is $4.20. Number two, Depth That Varies, $9. Three, Forever Jude, $3.50. Four, Artie's Rose, $3.20. Five, Dawnstar, 26. Six, So Hot, 390. Seven, Out Favourite is number four, Artie's Rose, $3.20.
It is the Romantic Dream, and I like them 4, 1, 3, and 6. Artie's Rose trolled really good the other day at Gosford. Scotty Singleton's making the trip up from Hawkesbury with this filly by Zoffany. And in the trial at Gosford recently, she led. She was two lengths clear at the 400. And in the straight, Bobby Alyssa, who rode her, kept looking around. She was that far in front. And there was nothing coming, and she cruised to the line to win by two lengths. I think she's pretty smart on what I saw in that trial, and she's been heavily backed. Number one, Chargement. Todd Howlett's got this horse. He's a colt by Charge Forward. Bred at Arrowfield. Got a number of owners. He runs second on the Beaumont track in a trial on September 19. Got beat about half a length. Sat outside the lead. Shaken up the last 100. The winner, Deviate, was a bit too good for him, but he stuck to his task, and I thought he trialled pretty good. Number three, Forever Jude, one of Alan Keogh's. It trialled at Warwick Farm, was first out in the trial, sat fourth in the run, ridden out hands and heels, made some ground late, ended up running fourth, beat about 2.5 lengths. And number six, Oh So Hot, Ross Stitt, R. Thompson. It trialled at Coffs Harbour, October 2, got beat about 2.5 lengths, led for home after sitting third on the rail. It was never, ever off the bit in the trial. Only a field of six, but a very interesting two-year-old race to kick us off in the Romantic Dream, 4, 1, 3, and 6.
Righto, now race two, number one, Voyages, $7, two, Brixton Town, 8, 3 and 4 out, 5, Nick the Skip is $3.50. Six, Lit Up, $10. Seven, Avenero, $51. Eight, Set the Sizzle, $3.50. 9, Ada Bay, 26. 10, Bubblegum, 26. 11, Can't Catch You, 10. 12 out, 13, Polish Train, 16. 14 is out, 15, Atomic Lass, 151. 16, Zambica, 81. 17, Boston Blues, 26. And number 18, Whiskey Apple, 26. Now, we've got equal favourites here. 5, Nick the Skip, and 8, Set the Sizzle, 350. And we'll catch up with Gary's tips in a moment.
Sky Sports Radio brings you every incredible moment of Greyhound Racing's Million Dollar Chase. Friday night, Wentworth Park holds 8 semi-finals with all winners through to the October 20 Grand Final. Catch the Million Dollar Chase right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Another quick success story about radio. A marketer needed to promote a cruise. It was a big cruise. She heard that
1 in 3 people respond to a radio presenter endorsement.
So she got some radio presenters to go on a cruise to give an endorsement. The presenters had fun. Their audience heard the fun and followed it online. 1 in 3 listeners decided they should check out a cruise too.
Told you.
Soon the big empty ship was a big full ship. All thanks to radio. Alive with personalities, alive with engagement. Visit radioalive.com.au.
Now, the second here, Gaz, equal favourites, 5, Nick the Skip, 8, Set the Sizzle, 350 each of 2.
I got my best bet of the day here, number 5, Nick the Skip. Now, Rod Northam scratched him from Coonamble yesterday to run here. Greg Ryan's got to ride him. He's got a bit of a tricky barrier, but he goes good, this horse. He ran in the English Challenge, the $100,000 race at the Scone Cup Carnival on the 11th of May. And his run was a beauty. He ran second to Bare Naked Lady. He got beat 3.5 lengths, but he got back about midfield and he really hit the line. Then he went to Scone first up here recently, or about 3 weeks ago. And Mick Bahat led all the way, went very quick up front in a 900. It was too short for this fella. He got back midfield and he really hit the line to get beat about 3 lengths. He's well placed here today. The value's okay too. You know, he went up $4. He was about $3.50 last night, so he's not a bad price. I think he's a bet of the day. Number 8, Set the Sizzle, went okay at Cessnock on September 17. Robbie Brewer, give it a gun ride, fifth on the rail, come off the fence on the home turn, got a beautiful run through and just failed to pick up the winner on you, one of Paul Perry's. I think this will be hard to beat despite the wide barrier. He's my second pick. Number 1, Voyages, an eye-catching run at Scone on September 21, last start. Dropped back third last in the run. She had ran on well. Only got beat a length, made up a lot of ground. Again, has drawn an awkward barrier. And number 2, Brixton Town, for Alan Denham. First up, it may sprint well. 5, 8, 1 and 2.
All right, the third one, Auric Gold, 101, 2 Autumn Ridge, 320, 3 out, 4, 1 Last Crown, 61, 5 out, 6 Isla Max, $5, 7 Miss Buffini, 11, 8 Palais de Louvre, 5, number 9 out, 10 Continuation, 15, 11 Knievel is $3, number 12 Win the Flag, 26, 13 Love Boat, 51, 14, 15 out. Favourite here is number 11 Knievel at
$3. 3, the numbers here, 11, 8, 2 and 6, Knievel. Back home with John Ramsey up there at the stud at Taronga at Scone. Knievel, number 11 here. He trialled the other day at Musselbrook since he come back home. He ran last in a four-horse trial, but he chased to the line, only could beat about a length and a half. And Mosray beat Sculptors in the trial, so it was a lot better than a maiden race here today. When this horse was trained elsewhere, he ran second one day at Gosford to a very smart horse in Debate back in the middle of August, but got beat a length and was placed at Hawkesbury in September. He gets back, or he has done in his previous run, but he gets to the line very well, and he's very well placed here. Number 8, second pick, Palais de Louvre. Stephen Jones has got this fella coming to the turn the other day at Scone. He was on the rail behind the lead. He won over race a bit, but he forced a passage out, pushed the other horse out of the road, got a check, and then got into the clear and held on to get beat about 3 lengths behind Night Ride. He's a bit better than that. If he don't over race today, he'll run a much better race. Number 2, Autumn Ridge, has been trying to win a maiden for a while, is always there about. Got barrier 1, should get a lovely run, the young Luke Cumberland. And number 6, Islamic, a definite place there. 11, 8, 2 and 6.
Race 4, 1, Hellerosity is 3.30. Number 2, Nico Bell, 2.90. 3 out, 4, Iwatani, $5. 5, Gadfly, 3.90. 6, Epic Decision, 10. 7 out, 8, Tully Ho, 19. 9, Bite the Media, 41. Favourite at 2.90, number 2, Nico Bell.
Race 4, I like them 5, 1, 2 and 4. I'm giving him another chance for Gadfly. He's had plenty of them. He's won 4 from 32. But on his best form, he's well placed in this with 57. Not only that, he has got barrier 1, and Chad Lever's going to ride him, and he is a bit of value. Last start at Wyong, a couple of weeks back, he ran fourth beyond Princess Lottie, beaten about 2.5. He got back to last, got to the outside at the 500, made ground. Prior to that, he ran fifth in a good race at Gunnedah. At his best, he'd run a big race here, and the other thing I liked about him, he's only had one run at Tamworth for one win. So I've gone for him, number 5, Gadfly. Hellerosity's a very interesting runner. First run for Sue Grills, down from Queensland. First up today, first up record, 7 preps, 4 wins and 2 placings. Had good form in Queensland, run second to Bushy at Doomben last start, beaten half a length on the 21st of April. Got back worse in midfield, ran on, won the hang of it in the straight. The run was full of merit. Run third at Doomben to My Little Flicker back in March after getting back near last. Going to be hard to beat, but the 63.5 is a bit of a steadier, even though it's only 1,000 metres. 2 Nicker Bell trial really good recently. Kristen Buchanan. That was a Gosford behind Bright Future. Serge rode it. Serge Lisney sat outside the leader. No pressure going to the line. Had fair form last time in for a race like this. And it'll race up on the pace. And number 4, Iwatani. It's got a place chance in the race. Its recent form's very good. When I say recent form, it's 3 months since it had a run, but it won a race at Tamworth in May, and it ran second at Armidale in early June when it really hit the line hard there behind Mr. Pumblechook. It's a definite chance in the race. 5, 1, 2, and 4.
Race 5, now 1 Boolaroo, $5. 2 Revere, 3 even. 3 out, 4 Dream No More, $7.50. 5 Emily Song, $3.20. 6 Commander Torre is $10. Number 7 The Bohemian at 10. 8 Selim at 15. 9 Supreme Goddess, 26. And 10 Exotic Fever, 81. Favourite here, number 2 Revere, 3 even.
Race 5, here I like them 5, 2, 1, and 4. Number 5, Emily Song. The other day at Scone, she got back, which she does do. She drifted back third last in the run. Took her a hell of a long time to pick up in the straight. She ended up running on good right at the end behind Net Effect. And Valara, it was a good race. Got beat about 2.9. Back on her home track here where she's had 5 starts for a win and 3 placings. Then look at rides of the day, got a good barrier. I think she's the one to beat in it. Number 2, Revere, knocking on the door. 3 placings in a row lately. Had every chance last start. And Dubbo was nailed right on the line there. Tried its heart out. Number 1, Boolaroo, races best at Tamworth. It's won 3 races here. You got to put it in. And number 4, Dream No More. It could be the leader. Probably will be the leader here. It's not without a hope. It can improve today. 5, 2, 1, and 4.
Righto, race 6 now. 1 Imperial Eagle, 2.80. 2 Gripped, 3.80. 3 Dan Roy, 14. 4 Buddy Zode, 14. 5 Suppose, 5.50. 6 I Am Impressed, 14. 7 RG Bargy at $6. 8 and 9 out. 10 Clipperholic, 26. 11 I'll Take Money, 26. 12 out. 13 Torpedo, 101. 14 Mambo Fever, 81. Now, the favourite is the Toppy. Number 1 Imperial Eagle, Alan Robert Thompson, and it's $2.80.
Race 6, 2, 1, 7, and 5. I'm keen on Gripped. Trained by Brett Dodson, up at Coffs Harbour. Ben Looker will ride. Got an awkward barrier, but the horse goes okay. He's only started Tamworth. He did win. He won a race at Coffs Harbour in early August and won it well. Then he went to a highway at Rose Hill, got back midfield, and terrific run, only got beat half a length by Common Purpose. His next run was at Doomben in the middle of September. finished down the track, slow out. He was well back. He didn't run on that day. But on the highway run at Rose Hill and the Coffs Harbour and Tamworth winds, he'll take a lot of beating here if he has any luck from that bad barrier. Number one, Imperial Eagle's going well. It won well at Taree three starts back. Went to Tuncurry, a bit disappointing there, but then come back to Taree and was running second in the run last start. Chased okay, got beat about three-quarters of a length by Sipay, who's going really good at the moment. The barrier's okay. R. Thompson rides again. Got to be a chance. Number five, Chapos. Zach Hatch has got this horse. Trained on the track here. And Chapos hasn't run since April. Hasn't had a trial. Won two in the trot on the trot in March at Armidale. Both wins were very, very good. And at Tamworth, last start of the 6th of April, before a spill, he run third, beat the length to Penfold. That run's okay. He got back. He made ground near the turn, and he run on really good. First up, he's had a win. First up without a trial, but he's in a very good yard. Number five, he's my, as I said, he's my third pick in the race. And number seven, Argy Bargy. Now trained by Chris Lees. This horse had been racing in Queensland where he won 2 of 17. He's come to Chris, trialled nicely on the Beaumont track recently after showing good speed. I'd be surprised if he don't run a good race first up. Andrew Gibbons to ride. 2, 1, 5, and 7.
Now the final event, race 7, won Shangato, $5, 2 and 3 are out. 4, Warren Bungle, 11. 5, Herzegovina is $6.50. 6, Nisselroy, 14. 7, Denai, 41. 8, Rubble, 7. 9 out, 10 in good health, $7.50. 11, The Outcast, $9.50. Number 12, Tipsy Choice, 10. 13, Heaven's High, 11. 14 out, 15, Aquila, 34. 16, King Solomon is $12. 17 out, and 18, Stoke It Up, 16. Favourite here, the Toppy, in a very open betting race. 1, Shingato, Alan Denham, Robert Thompson, $5.
Race 7, I like them 8, 5, 1 and 10. I'll give Rubble a good chance here at a bit of odds. We're on him the day he won 3 starts back at Musselbrook and they bet $7. It was a nice win by him that day. Then he went to Musselbrook again and he finished down the track on a soft track behind Highly Desired. After that, his last run was at Scone, September 21. He ran a really good race. He chased his heart out down the straight. Got beat three-quarters of a length by Lips and Lashes. He ran second that day. He was running about fourth in the field of nine. And when Mitchell Bell got into the outside, he made up a ton of ground. Drawn a bit awkward. Jay Cole goes back on him today. Just needs a bit of luck. Number five, Herzegovina. Got to be a chance for Steve Jones. Last run at Scone. It was in that race. Finished behind Rubble and actually finished about 4 lengths behind him. But it raced too hard in the race. It was too keen after being on the leader's heels and it had nothing to give in the run home. Prior to that, it won well here at Tamworth and was placed in a really good race at Newcastle behind Girl Tuesday. Number one, Shingato. It ran second at Taree last start, only beaten half a length. Got trapped wide, went forward, sat outside the leader, hit the front at the top of the straight, and fought on well. It's a chance. Again, a poor barrier. Number 10, in good health, going well. A win and a third for John Ramsey lately. His last start was at Scone beyond Lips and Lashes. Run a nice race, got back worse than midfield, made good ground that day. He's got a chance as well. 8, 5, 1, and 10.
All right, any good things?
Comes up in race 2. The Inform Rod Northern Stable. He won the Coonamble Cup yesterday, Rod, with Red Knot. And how good it was to see young Reece Jones. He's only had about 10 rides. Ride another winner there. 4 kilo claiming boy. Apprentice to Rod. Ride the winner, Red Knot. Good on him. He did a terrific job on the horse. And Rod's got Nick the Skip here in race 2, owned by Sedgino, Kevin Maloney. was said, you know, stud, of course, magnificent stud up there in the Hunter Valley. And I think it's the best bet of the day. Greg Ryan rides. Race 2, number 5, Nick the Skip. Now, the Quadrillas, they're on races 4, 5, 6, and 7. Race 4, 5, 1, and 2. Gadflies are the cats. So I've got three of them in here. 5 Gadfly, 1 Hellerosity, good Queensland form, and 2 Nickerbell trial well, 5, 1, 2. Race 5, 5, 2, 1, and 4. Emily Song, Revere, Mullaroo, and Dream No More. I think it's a very open race. Race 6, 2, 1, 7. Another open race. Gripped to beat Imperial Eagle and Argy. They're the trifecta numbers there. 2, 1, 7. Race 7, 8, 5, 1, and 10. Very open race. Rubble on top of Herzegovina, Shangado, and number 10, in good health. 8, 5, 1, and 10. When I was doing the tips for race 6 short, I said 2, 1, 5, and 7, but it should be 2, 1, 7, and 5. I just had the last two the wrong way around. Tamworth, as we know, has missed a lot of the good rain that's fallen in the last 4 or 5 days. We're on a good 4 there today. The track should play very, very well. Always a good meeting, the Romantic Dream meeting, and good to get back there today in a very, very strong program. Good luck, punters. I hope you're back a winner, and I hope that we're able to tip you a few from the late mail today. Thanks, Sean.
Good on you. Thanks, Gary. Gary Harley, and we'll get his late mail through today from Tamworth, which will be absolutely fantastic. It is 26 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.